One.
Welcome to the Coach Lalisa Show. We are here to coach you to your success, to coach you to your purpose, your passion, and your destiny. Tune in each week, Monday through Friday morning, for a lesson, a tool, or a tip or strategy on how to dig deep past all the things that are hiding the true you. Find out not only who you are, but exactly what you ought to be doing in your life, where you should be going, and how you should be getting there. Well, I am Lalisa J. Williams, your coach, and I am honored and grateful to be here to assist you. Stay tuned for the next 30 minutes and enjoy the show. You can contact Coach Lalisa after the show via the internet. You can visit the website www.lalisajwilliams.com, or for free coaching session just for you, go to www.mylifecompass.com/Lalisa Williams. Now I want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes. We got activities lined up for you. Get ready to go to another level in your life. And don't forget, invite a friend tomorrow. The show is going to be awesome. And now, Coach Lalisa J. Williams.
Good morning, and welcome to the show today. Good morning. Today is Wednesday. Well, we are excited about today. It was just a fabulous day yesterday. I hope you all had a wonderful, great, and powerful day. Tuesday, oh my goodness, you know, we are so much looking forward to the great things that are coming. Yesterday we gave out 7 characteristics for successful entrepreneurs, 7 things that successful entrepreneurs need to do. And I just want to recap those for those of you who got on the call. If you missed it yesterday, the first thing we said that a successful, because we know that many of you are entrepreneurs who call into the show, or you may be coaching an entrepreneur. Some of you are coaches. We also talked about that. I am also a life coach for entrepreneurs and small business owners. Now, first thing you got to have is that common sense. Then the second thing, you need some specialized knowledge of your field. Go out there and get special, y'all. Next, you need self-confidence. You just got to feel good about yourself, what you can do. You got to have high self-efficacy. Next, after you get that self-confidence on the roll and down pat, you got to have the ability to make it happen. Get it done. Make those to-do lists. Follow through and follow up. You got to be creative. How do you think you're going to come up with new products and services and ideas to keep your customers coming back, to keep your clients satisfied? So you got to be creative. You have to have the ability to lead. Successful entrepreneurs know they can't do all the work by themselves. You cannot, let me say it again, People, get this. You can't do all the work by yourself. You got to have help. You got to have a team. But how can you get the team moving if you're not a leader? So you have to get some leadership ability. You can go and get training. There is a ton of training out there. There are books to read. You have John C. Maxwell. You have Dr. Stephen Covey. You have Zig Ziglar and so many other powerful, powerful leaders. Jack Welch, the CEO from GE for 20 years. 20 years the CEO. So you can go and learn how to be a great leader. Also, you got to be self-reliant. That's that personal development piece that I so love to talk about in my book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. I do have them in stock, but I have to get to the post office to ship them to you. You can order them right off of my website, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. That book is going around the nation, the world even, the world, because as soon as I go to Africa, I will be taking the book with me, but the book has already made it to Japan and also to Iraq. I met some, when I was flying once, I was sitting next to a couple of military people, and both of them, I started talking about the book, and they said they were on their way back to their base, and I gave them the books to take with them, and they were so appreciative. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. Welcome to you on the switchboard. Welcome to those of you in the chat room, those of you who are listening via your iPods and other tools and feeds out there. There are many, many ways now to get information. That's why they're calling it, this is the information age. Knowledge is the principal thing. Companies are now looking at all kind of ways to manage knowledge. You know, before companies, their biggest thing was, well, of course, you know, years ago, they just had to manage animals to produce in the fields. Then when they moved into factories, they had to manage the machinery, making sure the machinery didn't break down, making sure that they had to manage the labor, making sure that people was healthy enough to run the machines. And then we began, now we're managing knowledge. Can you believe it? But the knowledge is where? In people's heads. So they try to get it out of your head into a machine, duplicate it over and over and over. So there are things that are happening as it relates to your well-being, to my well-being, to how we're going to be able to sustain ourselves. And we have to get the information. I was looking at one university. Colleges are now teaching a course under the business program, teaching a course entitled Knowledge Management. I'm telling you, it's a part of their business program for business majors. This is the kind of courses that they take and that they teach. So we want to motivate you here, but we also want to keep you informed. We want you to be on the edge. We want you to have information before other people get it. We're becoming like Channel 9 News. Now, here's the thing. If you are truly not enjoying your life, if you are not faithfully pursuing your passion with purpose, if you are not optimally looking to outperform yourself each and every day to do the things that God created you to do, then you need to stay tuned to the Coach Lalisa Show. And not only that, to get our book, Release Your Power. If you want to maximize every opportunity that comes your way, if you want to live up to your fullest potential, then you want to get that book. Well, we're going to be teaching that book starting in December. We're going to be teaching on the show here. We're going to be teaching that book on the days that I do the show. Now, on Wednesdays, as you know, we have our midweek motivator, Mr. Versiel Walker. He should be calling in momentarily, although he could be traveling. He could be traveling because He is also a speaker, and he is the author of Success, How I Ended Up Here. And so he is traveling on book tours, and he also has speaking engagements also around the country. So he could be traveling, but he will be calling in very, very shortly. Good morning and welcome. Hello there, Cubanita. Glad to see you back. Welcome, welcome. God bless you. How's everything up there in Canada? I can't wait to come. Also, good morning, Kiva and John. Awesome, wonderful. Now, John, remind us again where you're calling from. And Cubanita, I can't wait. And also remind me what area of Canada, because we want to make our way to Canada. The Got Motivation Then Speak Tour is up and running. Like I said on Facebook, the train, hear me good, the train has left the station. The train has left the station. I hope you got your ticket. I hope you're on board. I hope by the time we get to your stop that you already got your ticket. It's not going to be time to scramble out there and go get your ticket. You got to have your ticket ahead of time. So this is, we're at excitement exponentially, okay? We said E equals MC squared. Do you know that means unlimited, infinity? You know, I was reading in the book of Genesis this morning. God created us to have everything. He created everything for our benefit. He didn't create us and then say, okay, I'm going to make this, this, and that. No, he created the sky, the water, the sun, the moon, the stars, the light, the birds, the fishes, the vegetables, and the animals. He created all of that. He created it superbly to the best. And then he said, let us make man in our own image. And he gave us dominion over everything he created and gave it to us. Here it is. It is yours. The light, the sun, the moon, the water, the trees, the flowers, the dirt, y'all. You even own the dirt. You own the land. Do you understand what that means? Stop letting people tell you you're nothing and you'll never be nothing and you'll never have nothing. You better look, the next time somebody tells you that, you look them square in the eye and look down and say, excuse me, I own the land you're standing on. As a matter of fact, step back. The next time somebody tells you that, tell them, just step back, because you're standing on my property, what I own. The next time somebody tells you you don't own anything, you just pull up the internet and you pick any country you want and you tell them, this is what I own. You can read it for yourself. The first several verses in Genesis 1. Right? Ah, Toronto. Awesome, awesome. Okay, we're coming. Toronto, Canada, here we come. We're coming. I hope you heard that. Hey, there he is, Mr. Walker. Okay, I see that we have Mr. Walker, our midweek motivator. So I'm going to bring him on. I see Adele is trying to get in and say something. Yes, I'm going to open your line just a minute. Hey, Mr. Walker, how are you?
Good morning, family. I am so sorry. I do apologize. We had such difficulties here. We lost power and everything. Good morning, everybody. How's it going?
No need to apologize. Hello? Listen, I was signing them up to get on the glory train.
All right. I just heard you telling people they own stuff. Now, what happened? It's not like you were, you know, really telling people, you know, what's going on there?
Well, I was just so happened to be reading in the book of Genesis. And
okay. Right
there, he said, he made the light, the stars, the sky, the birds, the animals, the vegetables. He made every creature, every animal, he made even the wild animals belong to you. The next time they try to scare you with one of these wild animals, you know, you a whale or whatever, I don't care, a shark, it doesn't matter. You tell them, I own that. That's mine.
There you go.
That's a,
there you go.
That belongs
100% to me. Dominion. 100%
listen,
dominion over everything.
After he did all that, then he said, it belongs to you. Then he created man. And said, it's all yours. And then, you know what I love, too? What he also said? He said, go and fill the earth. You know what? We're supposed to be filling this thing up. What are you contributing, is my question
right.
to people.
Okay.
Now, Mr. Walker, we've been burning up the lines because we got the, are you coming to the Got Motivation and Speak?
I'm there for you.
Yes.
You know what? I'm actually sitting outside of it right now. I'm that far ahead of you. I'm sitting outside
Get
of Rutgers
out.
University right now waiting for that day.
No, you're
oh.
not.
I got me a camp. I got me a flashlight. I got some hot talks. I'm there.
Well, Ms. Dale, I just opened up her phone line. Dale is on. Let me tell you, Mr. Walker, if you
yes,
say, I hope you, you know what, I need to come over there and bring you some flyers and a hand out to all the people that walk by.
There you go.
Because you know what,
there
we're about
go.
Love. See, we're about love. We want to share. We're not like those selfish people that only want it for themselves. You know,
right.
I heard Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant, she told me on Sunday, she said, you know, my husband, she's so sweet. She said, my husband says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, somebody with you.
Mm-mm. No, sure, no. No, I'm not the spirit. I hope it's not copywritten.
Well, now... She told me her husband said this now. I don't know, but her husband is a professor. Actually, he's a chairperson at a university. So, you know, he's got his doctorate. So, you know, he didn't wrote a lot of stuff. But this is the thing. But I've been saying it ever since. But I always say Dr. Gwendolyn Goldsby Grant told me that her husband said that.
There you go.
But Mrs. Dale, I want to just, you know, let Mrs. Dale, because I know she's got some comments, but I know this is Wednesday with Midweek Motivator. We've been having an awesome, awesome week. Monday we talked about being motivated through our mess. Yesterday we were talking about, I gave out 7 qualities of a successful entrepreneur. Then Mrs. Dale got on. We began to talk about motivation and the universe. Mrs. Dale, good morning and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show.
Good morning, good morning. I just wanted to make one comment, but I want to say good morning to Mr. Walker as well. How are you doing this morning?
You know what, doing well. Good morning, good morning.
Look, I'm
Thanks
looking
for
forward to... Well, thank you. I'm looking forward to hearing your message, and I'm looking forward to seeing about bringing you on our God Motivation and Speak Tour.
Well, I'm there for you. Watch out now.
All right, all right. Well, I only wanted to make one comment, Lalisa, because I was listening to you this morning and I was hearing what you were saying, and I was like, okay, she's doing it again. She's doing it again. There's a book called The Power. And
oh, yes.
I've been reading this book, and I'm just going to make one comment from that book because of what you had said and coming from Genesis, and you're right. And the one thing that I want to say that's in this book, it says you are meant to have an amazing life. And everybody needs to know that. I don't care what the economy looks like, what they think it's like. We are all meant to have an amazing life, and that's the type of life we need to be walking into.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I was thinking, I'm going to be talking about that book tomorrow, Ms. Adele, so I hope you can tune in tomorrow. But I'm going to be talking about that book because we were talking already about The Secret and The Law of Attraction. I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow, actually, on the show, because actually a friend of mine, he's also reading the book, and he shared it with me about a week or so ago. And one of the things I realized, I said, well, you know, you're right on point there, because he's talking about the power. My book, Release Your Power. And so I was like, okay, I need to marry these two books and get that message out there to people. Even more, because I've already been talking about releasing your power for the past, about 7 years now. Even doing our retreat is called the Releasing Your Inner Power Retreat. and that's the one that's in December. So we're already there. We're on point. I know I love my mother. I'll never forget her parting words just a couple of years before she passed away. She told us, me and my sister, she said, what if I told you you were already there? And, you know, sometimes we think we're trying to get somewhere and you know, and because we were, you know, we were running and trying to get over to every 5 a.m. service that Dr. Juanita Bynum was doing down in Tampa. We were down there at one of her conferences, and we were getting up early. My mother was just laying there in the bed. We were getting up, getting dressed, and, oh, we got to get there at 5, get up and get in. Get. And my mom was like, and she would hear us talking, and we thought she was asleep. And she just turned over and said, what if I told you you were already there? And ever since she said that, I'm telling you, and that was, she said that in 2002, she passed in 05. But anyway, so we're going to get out the way for Mr. Walker, let him do his thing, and we're going to come back because I know he is on fire like us, like you, Adele, like Mr. Jeffrey Dunn, Ms. Demetria Miller, Mr. Howard. Oh, woo, I can't. I'm like you, Versi. I'm about to go sleep outside Rutgers. I'm about to pinch me a tent because I can, ooh, that's going to be awesome. I got people, you know what, I don't have anything. We have people. There are people, put it like that. The universe has people. I don't have nothing.
That's right.
The universe has produced people that want to travel to this event from, you know, we're getting people that are locally coming, but there are people who are in California, Nashville, other places. My sister in Ohio. Talking about, oh, I wish I could be there. I wish I could be there. I said, don't worry, it's coming to your city. Don't worry, it's coming to your city. That's my answer to people now. Don't worry, it's coming to your city.
That's right.
And I know for some people, also watch it via satellite as well. So it's, I believe, is that correct, Ms. Adele?
That's correct. That's right. They can watch it via satellite.
Yeah, people need to make concessions. They need to make those concessions to get there. I mean, you know, or, you know, like I said, watching on the satellite. We keep telling them every week, you know, you got to get in the midst of these things. You got to become a part of these things so that you can grow because nothing grows unless it's on fertile ground.
That's right.
Okay, then. Well, we'll be back at the toward the end of the show. Thank you so much for calling in, Adele. Please keep listening for the rest of the show because we want to hear what Mr. Walker has for us today. We're excited. We're excited. Take it away, Mr. Versi Walker.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Again, good morning, everybody, and I'm hoping everyone is having an exciting week. And also, you know, took full advantage of this thing called power on yesterday and took full advantage in being able to exercise their rights by going out and voting. Not concerned on what affiliation or what party you're part of, but that you did take and exercise your right and your power to vote because your vote matters. And without it, you don't have a say-so. So, again, I hope everyone did that on last evening. As well, I'm always excited and glad to be here and to join each and every one of you on Wednesday morning for Midweek Inspiration. And I'm hearing your voice today, Coach. You're on fire. You are lit up, and you're lighting up the phone lines, and you're lighting up the airwaves here on this Internet. So I appreciate you. As usual, and appreciate the callers and the listeners for tuning in and allowing me to share my experiences and positive messages each and every week. So thank you again. Today I want to kind of catch up. I know last week I didn't mention much of the book tour or some of my activities, but I did want to make sure that people were aware. On October 22nd, two Fridays ago, I had a wonderful, successful book signing there in JFK. And then on Tuesday, November 9th, one of the activities I'm going to be in, I'm going to be part of or a guest on the Jay Early radio show. That's going to be at 7 p.m. on November 9th. And on November 17th at 12 p.m., I'll be interviewed by Michael Cross. He's part of the Sales Send Solutions radio show. And for our Detroit family, and I know we have people in Detroit, I'll be at the Detroit airport on Tuesday, November 23rd from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. doing a book signing. And then I'm going back to Chicago. I'm going back home. I'm going back to family and friends and going to enjoy some Thanksgiving. But the day before, I'm doing a book signing fundraiser with the proceeds from the sale of the book will go to a 501c not-for-profit organization that's dealing with the youth. We have to empower them. We have to give the power and let them know that they're viable, they're valuable, and they're vital, because we need them in order for us to grow. So I'm going to plant seeds in that harvest. So I'm giving back to those kids that are being inspired and encouraged, and those who are helping them to stay that way, to look towards our future. And that is towards education. That's towards a better living. That's towards the understanding that they do have dominion over the fowl, the sea, and the earth, and not that they're just a victim on accident that simply happened to happen. So those are my schedules and the things I'm doing in the upcoming weeks. And again, if anyone is wishing to find out more about me, what I'm doing, what I'm trying to do, and to also maybe grab a copy of an autographed copy of my book, please visit me at www.versiewalker.com, and that's spelled V as in victory, E-R-S-I-E. Now, I know you're talking about the word power, and that's part of my topic today. I want to talk about education and life's possibilities and the power that you have once you're fully acclimated and once you're fully educated, because an educated mind is a dangerous place. And not for those who have it, but for those who don't, or those who try to manipulate the individual who is educated enough to know better and do better. I mentioned at the top of the hour here about the right to vote. On this past weekend, I had the privilege of attending a Democratic rally for a congressman here in New York. This was my first time ever doing so. In attendance was many members of Congress, and also in attendance was the former president, Bill Clinton. I stood maybe some 25 feet away from the platform in which he spoke. Aside from being an eloquent speaker, a well-versed speaker, and a former president, he's an educated speaker. Now, he's no longer, and has not been for quite some time, a president. He's no longer active in politics. His job is his foundation, where he goes by and assists people in Hades. His foundation assisted people who were victimized or a victim of Katrina. So he has no real tie besides his wife, but he has a passion for the direction of our great nation. He presented numerous factoids surrounding this election, and also that will now become a condition if we don't act today. He pointed out several things. He pointed out the fact that if you ever needed health care for any reason in the past, under this current bill, under this current reform for health, you are now covered. You can't be excluded from a precondition. See, the game was, not too long ago, if you were with a company and you got sick and they dropped you, then you try to go to another company, they wouldn't pick you up because you just got dropped, and what you got dropped for is now called a precondition. You're sick and no one wants to grab you. The one you had been paying all of your premiums all the years you did will no longer carry you. So it was a catch-22, and it left so many people vulnerable. And in an African-American community where we don't go to the hospital often enough, where the situations, had they been caught soon enough, we would have been okay. We could have had the medication to defuse the situation and or prolong our life and have a higher quality of life. Now there's no need to be afraid, not of the doctor, not of the condition, and definitely not of the premiums or the cost, because the cost is being contained. I know up front, for the insurance carriers, this is a heavy burden. But over a long period of time, not in the short run, but in the long run, this is beneficial and the costs come down. there's no more emergency room visits because now you can go to your primary care the moment you have an itch, the moment you have a feeling that doesn't feel comfortable in your system, you can go get it checked out and you can feel good about it. So that's one great thing that the Obama administration did. It just didn't sit easy and it just didn't sit well with the other powers that are now trying to be. He also mentioned that he didn't agree with the bailout, but he does support the administration, but he didn't agree with the bailout. And I understand. He said, but if he didn't do the bailout, do you guys understand that very shortly you wouldn't have been able to even get a refrigerator on credit? Our entire financial infrastructure had collapsed. Bears and Stearns had a system where every dollar that they got in from an investor, they loaned out $34 to others. Goldman Sachs had another system where every dollar they got in, they loaned out $50. So they were floating money. They had nothing to back it. If you have an insurance policy or an annuity, every dollar that comes into an annuity policy, that annuity company, that insurance company has to back that dollar with another dollar. That's called reserve. Some companies go even further than that. They back that dollar with $1.15 to guarantee that you will be able to get your money back in a systematic payment every month for the rest of your life. But our financial infrastructure, our companies and our banks did not do that. Most banks, for every dollar they get in, they then can loan out 10. That's within reason. But so many people are quick to criticize the health. We have men and women who are now fighting a war that, in my opinion, was erroneous to begin with. These men and women are coming home. They're coming home to a situation where it's hopeless. They have not been detoxed. They come right off the plane after leaving the area in which they just fought in or that they had to canvas and cover, and they're coming home to a country that don't even care about them. They don't have a job. The job wasn't guaranteed. Their mate is frustrated. Now they argue. Gentleman every night, or this woman every night, is contemplating worth. So many of our coming back have lost a limb. Stressful enough. Here you are, 23 years old. Just 2 years ago, you were playing basketball. Now you have no legs. Again, for a war that still hasn't been justified. So these people will benefit from the medical reform. But so many are quick to criticize. He then talked about education, and I know, Coach, education is near and dear to you. It's also near and dear to me. On the same side of the scale, but different spectrum, I'm going to explain why. When he talked about education, because I have three children who I'm trying my darndest to keep them focused, to keep them on track. I have a 14-year-old who is a high honor roll student. I have a 10-year-old who's an honor roll student. I have a 5-year-old who can blow me out of the water any day with a game of memory. They're phenomenal kids, and they're mine, so I can say that. But I'm looking at what's beneficial for them. I'm considering, do we do private school? Do we do Catholic? I have so many books in the house, open and unopened as of yet, but I want to keep filling this vessel because I know the idle mind is the devil's workshop. I know where my deficiency lies and what I could do or have done better with a high-quality education. So when he mentioned education, my ears perked up. He shared how the system works. He talked about the No Child Left Behind. But what was really startling, he said for the first time since World War II, we went from number one, as it relates to a nation with a certain amount of people who are getting four-year college degrees. So he said, we used to be number one. We are now down to number nine. Number nine across the nation of individuals who are seeking, receiving, or getting a four-year college degree. But understand, we're still number one. We're still number one in the amount of enrollment for those people who are leaving high school and going and seeking a four-year college degree at a college or university. So we're number one somewhere, but we're number nine in those individuals receiving it. And the reason being, Coach, is because 50% of those individuals who are enrolled in a four-year college or university will drop out. That seems ironic to me. It's a bitter irony because these individuals have gone the path of completing high school. They followed their family's guidance, their own desires and aspirations to go to college, either four-year college or university. So they're looking for higher learning. They are believing in the system that we're talking about, that you need education to get a good job, to have a better living, to just be able to read a sign that says toxic, poison, do not swallow, so that their child won't drink from a contaminated container. So they have bought into this, but they're dropping out at astronomical rates, more so than what we did over 60 years ago since World War II. The reason he indicated that this is happening is because, much like the election last night, people have become frustrated. People have listened to the fear, and you know, the fear mongers who are stressing that, you know, tomorrow's future is uncertain. So the parents who are feeling this way, the parents who almost couldn't even buy a refrigerator on credit, the parents who are feeling a little helpless, the parents who are now battling with bankruptcy for the first time in their family's entire life, for the father who's been working at a plant for 25 years and that plant has laid him off or is actually shut down, that parent is so afraid that they no longer want to be under this cloak of indebtedness to anyone. So they're not filling out the applications for loans and grants, which is prohibiting those children from going further, because now those children are forced to themselves try to support their educational aspirations. And at a 50% failure rate, we see that it's not successful. So this person who otherwise has the potential to receive a higher level of education, a higher quality of education, they don't. Then where do they go? Where do they go? They didn't fall by the wayside, and they didn't go to the job market, which is not at all desirable. And in some situations, they're competing against that same mother or father who are now unemployed, have been laid off, or who have been underemployed. What do we do? Because this then really, what struck me at this point in time, because he didn't say this, but this is what came out of it in my mind, in my opinion, is that this truly destroys, the educational aspirations of these children, but it really feeds into what they've been trying to do all along. The system has been trying to destroy the middle class. So then we will not have a thriving middle class, because you're only going to be two classes at that time. You're going to be the wealthy, the elite, or you're going to be the poor. And that's, once again, the 5% that's feeding, that's playing puppeteer to the 95%. See, Bill Clinton right now, he's part of the 5%ers. He's of the financial elite. Obama is part of the 5%er. He's also now, through books and other entities, he's also part of the 5%ers. So the information that he was giving us regarding what we need to do to forge forward benefits him if he didn't tell us. If he didn't share these things with us, it would benefit him. But he has the moxie and the gall to come out and say what's right, regardless. We can't keep feeding into a system that doesn't feed, the bottom half or the bottom quadrant. This is 95% of us who make less than $250,000 who are looking to, again, this great system, who have fed it and believe that education is the gateway, is the key, is the door to open up tomorrow's future and were shutting down their future. With the education reform that the Republicans want to repeal, and they want to repeal it because they're saying it's not beneficial to the masses, is untrue. The system right now, the way it is structured, the loans are going directly through banks and or through colleges, not private financiers who are getting a great bulk of the money through the interest and the penalties. So now you can get a student loan much cheaper, less than 10%. And if you then work in an impoverished area when you get out of college, it's even less than that. But also, the great thing about it, that the student payment for 20 years to pay down his or her loan, they're not any more uncertainty. They're not any more 50 years or we're going to be paying this forever. They can get a fixed payment, relatively cheap, cheaper than what they would do in the old way of doing it, because the reform has taken care of a lot of things. So people are almost guaranteed to be able to get educated, guaranteed to receive a four-year college degree, guaranteed to go to the next level in life. But we're not being told this information. Other entities, other groups are spewing out untruths. How do you have a problem for 8 years, and then in 18 months you say, uh-oh, no, you guys had your chance? How do you go to the man who robbed you to then protect you? You can't. You don't. It's illogical. But we're in that situation today, and we've got to work our way out of it. We've got to work our way out of this disbelief. But I think through education, we can rationalize and see so much more. Because once you have an education, there's a possibility, endless possibilities, and then you have power. And without it, you're helpless. And if you keep under that same format, that same structure, you then become hopeless. Because without an education in today's society, in this global world we're living in, you will be asking for more handouts than you'll be shaking hands. Other people would have you believe that we need less government. No, we need more government, but we need more efficient, effective government, because we had less government not too long ago. Who benefited from it? Madoff, Enron, Bear Stearns, Goldman Sachs. There was a whole host of people that benefited from it. And there's still people like us, that's probably 95%, who never saw the day of light. And I know under the last regime, I had the courage to go out and venture out on my own, step out on faith. But that wasn't because of the people that were in power. That wasn't because of the regime. It was my season, and I had the belief inside of me because I know I had the power. Like your mom said, I believe that I was already there. And so I stepped out on faith. But how many people will be encouraged today? Do we not understand that under the current administration, they put a moratorium on foreclosures until we can figure this thing out, because you already raped, robbed, and pillaged these people through predatory lending, through high interest rates, through reverse mortgages, through in and out, ups and downs. You played so many games with them, and now you want to put them in the street? He placed a moratorium on it to give you and I a chance to adjust, not to adapt, but to adjust, because out of frustration, out of anger, out of disappointment, people were just walking away from lifetime investment, that they had an equity stock, an equity position in it, because they no longer believed in the system. They started, you know, going inward, and they started hearing those words, failure. To this current tsunami. But now the water's been a lot smoother, but who benefits from this? The banks. Certain parts of the government. No, no. It's not that we need less government. We need more governance. We need to see who has a hand on the wheel. Yeah, I believe we may need to change the driver in certain situations, and I thought we did. So, in direct way, can't keep walking in the wilderness and think you're going to get out. You have to have a plan. You have to have a mapped out plan. I thought we were on that track. So, again, we need the education because of the potential and the possibilities and the power that it brings. Now, Coach, Ms. Liddell, I have to be honest, quite honest. I do not hold a four-year degree. I do not have a bachelor's accreditation from a college or a university, nor have I ascended to the ranks of master's or PhD. Admittedly so, I should have all of those with the amount of studying and the work that I have done throughout the years, acquired the knowledge to build my professional careers. However, what I do possess is a strong will and a desire to achieve more out of life. I've been forced to use what little knowledge that I do have to catapult me to the life that I envisioned for myself many, many years ago. I firmly believe in my heart of hearts that failure is not an option. It didn't stop the cavemen who were cold at night from discovering heat and fire. It didn't stop Columbus because he lost a ship or two to wind up discovering something that was already here. So I did not believe and do not believe that failure is an option. I do understand that a formal institution, a brick and mortar place to go and learn and be taught is not always good for everyone. We do need craftsmen. We do need technicians. There are some people who work better in a one-on-one environment, and there's some people who learn better on their own time through the Internet, and I'm glad to see they provide that now, because more and more people can do it at their leisure and still get what they need, that substance. I remember, Coach, I think it was right out of high school, that I went to junior college, and I remember seeing the cars. There were the Gremlins. There were the Ford Granadas. There were the hand-me-downs from Mom and them, Auntie and them. I stayed in that structure for about a year, year and a half, and just didn't. I went to work. I went back 10 years later to get my associates, and I was determined. I did it in 18 months. I went day and night. I went summer. I went spring. I went fall. I went, and I made sure I got what I wanted to go for. But what I noticed at that particular time, the cars had changed. I saw Lexus. I saw some Mercedes. I saw a few Escalades and pickup trucks. I'm like, wow, so we're doing better financially, but we were still lacking educationally, and people were smart enough to go back and get what they didn't have because for some reason they made it through the system. They made it around the system that would normally have asked for certain levels of accreditation to prove that you are capable and worthy of the position in which you seek. So I felt that to be amazing, but we still weren't where we're supposed to be. Because now we're getting bigger crumbs from the table, but we still are not getting a full, fair slice. So I knew then and there education was important. Now, in spite of not having a formal or traditional education myself, I am still a strong advocate of higher education because in today's world without it, it means the difference between life and death, literally. I want to repeat that. Because in today's society, as things are laid out, as we have a global world, as students across the land are going to school all year round, students in other states are even going to school on Saturdays. They have 10-hour day curriculum. Without a good, strong, formal education, it can mean the difference between life and death. Literally. Now, see, I've been fortunate. I have self-studied my way through several prominent careers. And doing so has enabled me to be self-employed for the past 6 years. And as I'm telling our listeners, Coach, as I'm mentioning to people, and telling them to grab your book, grab my book, find CDs, constantly fill that pipeline get the knowledge and the information that will make you and enable you to make an informed decision that you can go to bed with, that enables you to tell your children perhaps the right things to do. I remember talking to a gentleman one time at a party, and I'm a lover of the Corvette. I have been in love with the Corvette car since I was a child. And I'm discussing the Corvette, and this guy was of a different echelon, or maybe a little higher echelon, at least he thought in his mind. So I'm talking about the cars, and so he comes up, oh, you're talking about cars? Oh, okay, you one of those guys. I'm like, no, you want to talk about, you know, planes, trains, and automobiles? What do you want to talk about? I'm like, we can talk about a boat. We can talk about a sea bass. We can talk about anything you want to, because I'm a conversation. Oh, so now his interest was piqued. So we talked for the rest of the night about boats and yachts and which were the best engines and why one was bigger at the bottom than the other and what it is supporting. Oh, he was amazed. But I was able to then ascend or have him to a level that he was comfortable in. But I was able to, again, change that negative or that potentially adverse situation around. I saw what he was made of, but also because I was versed enough, because I had read, I had researched, I had inquired, I cared enough to find out more than just my basic surroundings. And that's what education does for you. It takes the inquisitive mind and it fills it with so much information and enables people to do things differently. And with me being self-employed for the past 6 years, I've created 3 separate retail businesses, and now I'm living my life's dream. It's not because of lack of education. It's because of the determination to still be educated, determination to still find and seek out information. On my own behalf, through osmosis, by hanging around others, but putting myself in a position to do so. Now, what has happened for me may not happen for the great majority of Americans today. It seems that this new generation lacks a sense of urgency and determination. Coach, the bar has been lowered and placed so low academically and even socially that most don't even take the time to reach for it. The approach to try and leave no child behind has become a disincentive for many. And with the financial free-for-all that we had in the 80s and 90s, with so many feeling that they are entitled, when they should really be feeling that they're thankful, has run us in the wrong direction. It has taken us to a place like the bridge to nowhere. Many of my neighbors, Coach, are doctors. They're business owners. They're engineers and the like. My home is just as large as theirs or even larger than many of my neighbors. These individuals may have more sheepskins on their walls, but none of them have more heart pumping through their veins than I do. None of them have more determination and more will to succeed than I do. And perhaps none of them appreciate a high-quality education more than I do. I don't have it. By my own accord, by my own reluctancy, my own laziness, my own ignorance, I'm not sure. But I didn't go out and get my sheepskin. But it's not too late for me, and I'm determined to ultimately do so. But believe it or not, this is where I have to laugh, even at myself, because I paid for a high-quality education throughout the years. I paid for it through my mistakes, paid for it by utilizing other people to do what I could probably have done my doggone self, but I paid for it. And what startles me is that so many other people are not even learning from their mistakes, because that's an educated person as well, who have done something incorrectly and now corrected and realized from there they have a testimony. They now from there, so many people are still doing the same things and getting the same results and don't realize why. And have the, you know, audacity to even question, why am I still here? Because you're still doing the same thing. One thing Clinton said, he said, you know what? Yeah, we've dug ourselves in a hole. He said, but the one thing about us, Democrats, that is, he said, is that, you know, we learn from our mama. We got enough sense to stop digging once we know we're in a hole. and now we're trying to fill it and raise ourselves back up. You know what? A great life lesson for me, and even for people, should be, you can't tell me things that can't be done, because the life in which I envision, the life in which I'm living, has proved to me that it can be. With the right amount of faith and determination, you can do anything that you want, with or without a formal education. See, Speaker Jim Rohn once said, a formal education will make you a living, but a self-education will make you a fortune. The Rockefellers weren't all educated. The Standard Oil, the Campbell Soups, the Walgreens. But these people had a determination. They understood the possibilities through educating themselves in one form or another. And that helped to release their power. See, I discovered not too long ago the word impossible for me, and I know for the great majority of our listeners and our friends and associates, coach, the word impossible really spells I'm possible. And when you believe in yourself and with the right education, all is possible. I keep telling people in my book signings, when I'm talking to associates, when I'm talking to friends, and when I'm talking to these children, if you can just simply change your attitude, you can change your altitude. It's the mindset that cripples us far beyond any physical deformities. It's the mindset why so many people who seek out, who go out on the journey to become self-employed, self-empowered, self-reliant, their mindset is still in a place that doesn't harvest great fruit. If you think in the mindset of an employee when you open your doors as being a person who's now self-employed, those doors will soon close. See, an employee wants his 15-minute break. An employee wants her half an hour or 45-minute lunch. An employee wants to call in sick on the day of the Super Bowl. But a self-employed individual can't do those things. And if they don't plant proper seeds during the proper season, they won't get a good harvest. And they can't justify why on Friday they should still get paid. It won't happen. But until you change your mindset, you cannot change your outcome. See, the bad part about it for me, coach, when I first wrote my book, I was still thinking as a salesman. I want to sell each unit. I want to get these units in each person's hand. And I was thinking and acting as a salesperson when I need to be acting and thinking as an informational marketer. I need to be acting and thinking as someone who has a product and services that could benefit the masses. I had to quickly change my hat. I had to quickly, you know, again, change drivers and had to change directions, because I had never gotten into this just to sell books. I wanted to provide people with information. I want to enlighten, inspire, and encourage others to do what I have done to live their life's dreams. And the book is just one of my products. But me as a public speaker, that's my service. So again, go ahead.
A great service.
Well, I thank you. And again, I thank you for your support. And when you tell me about Rutgers, when you tell me about the pharmacy down the street, if you're there speaking, if you're there presenting, if you're there touching and laying hands on others, you know I want to be near. You know I will travel and do what I can to get there to support you, because I like to be in the midst of greatness. I want to be on the ground floor when Noah is building his ark. I don't want to wait till he put that last nail in and say, uh-oh, it is getting kind of cloudy. No, can I get on? No. You wouldn't even hold a nail for me. You wouldn't even hold a hammer. You wouldn't even go fetch me a bucket of water. Now you want to get on this ark? No. I have to take the people who need me most. But, and I know you're doing great works. I know you're going to do greater works that is in you, because you want to keep giving and nurturing the universe. So I thank you. And I appreciate, and I continuously tell you, I value our relationship and I value our friendship. And I know that the listeners appreciate it because they're benefiting from what we're doing.
They are, and it's, you know, and I just want to let the people know, those who are in the chat room, just letting them know that they will not be able to hear at 10 seconds. Because
okay.
after the show stops streaming in the chat room, they won't be able to hear. Only the people on Switchboard will be able to. They can still hear even after we go off the air. So I just want to thank all those people for tuning in today. But I can still type to them. But yes, those that are on the phone lines can still hear the show. So I know you had a few more points to finish up. But,
No, I'm done. I'm done. I think, you know, when we talk about education and power and the possibilities,
that was awesome.
It's an endless topic, you know what? I got to keep saving some. People want more.
That
I got to save
awesome.
Some.
Now, you got, people need more of that. That's powerful because, you know, it's really, you know, the truth. And as you were talking and about the education, you know, for those who got their education from the streets, from those who self-educated themselves, absolutely, the libraries, off everything you need to know is already in the library,
mm-hmm.
and now they put it on the internet. So people have always been able to get education. You don't need a formal institution.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing the formal institution does, in my opinion, one of the things it does help to streamline what you're learning, because
mm-hmm.
they've already done the research and the work to gather information that are like and put it all together in one set course or one set degree. Whereas, you know, you could, you know what I mean, you don't have to read through all the books to get one, you know. So that's one great thing about it. So it kind of can speed up your time. But
mm-hmm.
since learning is lifelong anyway, like me, I've been in school since 1990. I'm still there. I'm still working on a degree. So it's never ending. But this is fabulous, fabulous talk. This is powerful conversation. Certainly going to be supporting you in your call, your interview with Mr. Early. Others will also be wanting to hear that. And your other talks that you're going to be on TV and what have you. I know Miss Adele will be excited to hear you some more, and she'll get to hear you again before she actually meets you on Saturday. She is the organizer of the Thought Motivation Then Speak, and you want to be on that tour. And she is doing phenomenal things. She's an awesome woman. I can't tell you how many calls I got Adele yesterday. Adele was not necessarily the guest. She wasn't an interview guest, but it was like she was co-hosting the show with me, and people were calling me up, telling me. I had at least three people actually call my phone. Awesome, awesome, awesome show. And so she's just a sweetheart, phenomenal woman, just like yourself, Mr. Walker. The same things going on. So you guys just got to meet. And you were just talking about the education. You absolutely know. That's certainly one of my loves. And the funniest thing is that I was such a high school flunk out and grade school. Never did well in school. Hated school. Now, here's the other thing. If you go to the website and register, get your friends to register, get your people to register, there's going to be a lot of freebies. For one, you'll get Adele has a book, Do It Fast, Do It Better, Do It Now. Just do it. I know she's
mm-hmm.
going to get you later because I didn't get the title right. But I got
so
close. I know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, Adele. You know I didn't get it. I know, but I had it close. But you could tell them. You're going to get her free ebook. You're going to get my free MP3. You've got the power. So, and I put that CD out a couple years ago. My husband helped me with the intro because he's a sweetheart. And so he did the intro for me. But the CD says, you've got the power. So I'm so glad that Susan Burns, who wrote The Secret, I'm so glad she did this book because I'm like, yes, we're already connected. But you were also talking about the power, Mr. Walker. But Ms. Adele, tell them the name of the freebie they're going to get if they go to the website, but you got to go to the website and register.
Yes, the name of the book is called Do It Right, Do It First, Do It Better, Do It Now, The Roadmap to Entrepreneurship. You will get a free ebook. You will be able to download it and read it immediately, as soon as you get it. Because the problem with so many of us, we don't do nothing. And I like the Nike commercial that says, just do it. If you just do something, you'll see results.
There you go.
Well, you know
I just want to make one comment to Mr. Walker, because I'm telling you, I truly, truly enjoyed what you talked about today. I mean, you just, so empowering, so inspiring. And we definitely have to meet, truly have to meet.
I look forward to it. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, it's I know time goes too fast, and we're going to definitely expand in the future. But here's the thing I was thinking of for those entrepreneurs, especially for Hope Harper, when she gets a chance. And Hope, and I know you definitely can, you know, sign up. The minimum sign-up fee is only $20. Even if you're not, you know, I know you can't make it, but you can get the satellite. You need to sign up because you need that book. Hope is going to be doing entrepreneurial training in the Cincinnati area. Yes, she is. Here's a young woman who started a full-service dry cleaner from scratch. She did not go into an existing building where they already had a dry cleaners and she just took over. No, she could have, but she didn't. In her spirit, she wanted to start from scratch. This is a girl who, as a baby, had to sleep in a dresser drawer. Who at one point was homeless. Here's a girl who, trust me, she's got a story. I can't tell it because she may beat me up when she sees me. She's taller than me, though she's my baby sister. But her story is phenomenal. But she is. But anyway, go ahead, Miss Adele.
No, well, I was going to say this book actually was utilized. I taught at one of the community colleges here in Texas, and we actually, you know, I was allowed to use my book, Do It Right, Do It First, Do It Better, Do It Now, as the book for the entrepreneurship class, because it's such an easy step-by-step read. And any student, I don't care, any student or any big person looking to go in the business can follow the steps and make a business happen for themselves.
Because now she has, since she's been in business 4 years, a full-service dry cleaners, she started from scratch, empty building, no equipment. She had to go pick it out. And before my brother passed in October 08, my brother, who was just a year older than me, I'll be 54 on Monday. And I know I shouldn't tell my age, so just pretend I'm going to be 32. Just pretend I'm going to be 32, y'all. My brother who passed, he was chief dry cleaning expert because that's all he's done his whole life. Hope has had other jobs in between, though that was her first job. But she's been doing it, you know, off and on ever since, but she was also a very successful construction worker that had risen up from just standing out there waving flags to supervisor on all kinds of projects, leading people. Phenomenal. But my brother, that's all he ever did. He never had another job that I remember since he was a teenager. And he was chief, and he could do anything. And he was there, you know, and he helped her and gave her some, you know, tips, not that she needed them, because she had to. But I'm saying all that to say, this is, and started from scratch, has kept the business going 4 years through a recession, got herself on a commercial with one of the biggest radio disc jockeys in Cincinnati that everybody knows, Lincoln Ware. Everybody in Cincinnati knows Lincoln Ware. And got on his show, got his favor, and ever since she did the interview, Mr. Walker remembers last week I was talking about it, her doorbell, every time I call there, the doorbell is going ding, ding, somebody's coming in the store, people from this radio show. She waited 4 years to do it, positioning. She positioned herself. Now I'm telling you. So anyway, so I want her to get sign up. Even though she thinks that she can't come because it's in New Jersey, she's got to be there with her store. She may think, well, I won't be able to watch the satellite. I got to be here running the store. But it's worth it. You know, it's a small investment, $20. It's pennies for what it's going to allow you to do. Hope, get the book. You said you were going to, yesterday we talked, we've been talking for weeks. about her teaching classes to other entrepreneurs. They're coming in her store asking her, how do I start a business? Because they see she's still there. Recession has come and gone. I know people think the recession is still going on. It's over, y'all. It's over. If you really knew what the meaning of the word was, if you understand the meaning of what a recession is, you would know it's over. The quarter, we were up. You have to be down three quarters in a row to go into a recession. So it's, but the mindset of the people, it's the psychology of people. As long as people keep, see, it's the law of attraction at work in the purest form. If people keep saying it, that we're in a recession, they're attracting more recession-type behavior and activities to them. Stop it today. You're not in a recession unless you want to be.
Felicia, as our friend Wally Hakeem would say, we're not in a recession. Receive your blessing in what you might be calling a recession.
Exactly.
There's a blessing in it.
There is. So we thank each and every person who's listening. We thank those who will come back and listen to the archives. Hello to Miss Gloria out there in California, who is superly on fire. She is on fire. Good morning. Oh, my God. I thought I was on fire. You ain't seen nothing yet. Gloria is on fire. I mean, we've talked over the phone. This lady will light you up, Adele. Oh, my gosh, she has so much excitement in her voice. She's absolutely incredible. Hope, excitement, Patricia, excitement. Kiva, oh, my God. Kiva, wait till we get to Nashville. Wait till we get here. Excitement, excitement, excitement. We got some other people in Newark. They've contacted me, Miss Anna Banks. She's tuned into the show. Good morning, good morning. And welcome to you as well. I know many of you have to go back and listen to the archives. And Miss Tina Lane, awesome, awesome, awesome young woman, Miss Alicia. I mean, it's just so many that, you know, are going to go back and listen to the archives. Good morning, and welcome. Well, enjoy the show, y'all. That's all we have time for. Thank you again, Mr. Midweek Motivator, Mr. Percy Walker. Again, education, power, potential. Ooh. Ooh.
Watch out, Matt. Watch out, Matt.
Oh, we're watching out. Good luck to you on your travels this week as you do your book signings. Much, much success to your on your interviews as you're talking to people. Like you said, you know, Hope and me are going to laugh later as I say this. When you talked about you got to teach what's in that book, me and her will laugh about that later. She knows exactly what I'm talking about. She knows. Hope knows when I call her. She's going to be like, tag, I can't believe it. And she's so on fire. Can't wait till y'all meet her. Can't wait till you meet my little sister.
Well, we're going there.
I can't wait. I didn't even know. So you never know who your stuff is falling on. You never know.
Correct.
You never know. You never know. You never know what people, I tell her, she empowers me because usually your family is not always there to follow you.
Correct.
Sometimes the people closest to you are the ones. So I thank God for her and what she represents. But, and your friends sometimes, look at Miss Patricia Martin. Every day she gets on here, Miss Kiva and the others. You see? Now, Miss Adele, you know, I don't even have to say, you know, you're just phenomenal. You are just an awesome woman. You're amazing. You're amazing to me. You are so amazing.
Well, thank you. Yeah, I said I will tell anybody it's not me, it's the he that's in me.
There you go.
Yes. So everybody, keep on moving up. I know I wish Mr. Wally was here to say it.
Oh,
but you could probably
knock him out.
Knock him out. Boop, boop. No, he says negativity comes, knock it out. Boop, boop. Wait till you hear it. You got to come just to hear that. And he comes out in his mocks and clothes. Listen, negativity comes in your way, knock it out. Boop, boop. You know, he's funny, but he's awesome. He's awesome. Mr. Howard, I'm telling y'all don't know what you're in for. And bring somebody. You know, listen to the man. If you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, take somebody with you. Bring somebody. You know, say, I don't know nobody.
Well, just stop somebody that you don't know and say, you look like you want some success. Come on with me. Pay their way. Pay their way. When are we going to get to the part of the scripture that says we're supposed to be a lender? We didn't got to the part where we're not a borrower. We love that. God said, I'm going to be a lender and not a borrower, so I don't borrow no more. Okay, but when are you going to start lending?
Come on now.
You ain't fulfilled the scripture till you can lend. Till you can lend.
Well, I'm ready to lend.
Okay, well, I'm going to send some people your way, Mr. Walker. Me too. I'm bringing like five people. I'm bringing like five people that I know don't have the $20 right now.
There you go. There you go. Bring them on.
And if you're listening to this show and you want to go and you don't have it, you better call me. And I'm not talking about you, Miss Patricia, because I know you're one of them ladies that be having money all under the mattress.
I'm talking about the people. Those seeds
will come back.
They are. That's why Mr. Howard got that book about seeds growing. I got to do it. That's how we made it. Mr. Dale, that's how we made it over. That's how our mamas and daddies made it.
That's right. They sowed seeds.
Faith without works is dead. Got to sow. How you think you're going to get a harvest if you don't sow? It's not a debt I owe, but a seed I sow.
That's enough.
Sowing into people's lives. I'm on four people that can't afford to pay their way to call me, email me. People that want it, that know that this is where they got to be, and they know God told them that he was going to make a way out of no way. So anyway, we'll see you there. We can't wait, but we'll see you back here tomorrow for The Power and the Secret. We're going to be talking about the universe, y'all. How to get from the universe everything you lack. There should be no lack. There should be no lack with God's people. When there was a famine, the children of Israel, when they were doing right, they ate good. And we're going to be coming out of, we're going to be coming out of 2 Kings, and I got a powerful, listen, when they were lacking, the other people went lacking, but they had fullness. The universe has everything we need.
That's favorite.
I can't wait to hear this one.
Tomorrow. Be here at 7 o'clock. All right.
There you
go. Be greatest and real.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach LaLisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach LaLisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up, because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.